When the Cowboy Junkies released their first album in 1986, it consisted almost entirely of covers, though sometimes their renditions were so original you couldn't recognize the song they were covering, like Robert Johnson's Me and the Devil Blues. The alt-rock band has released over a dozen studio albums since then, but covers have always held a special place in the Canadian group's repertoire. In their new album, Songs of the Recollection, Cowboy Junkies went back to the beginning. It's all covers, though some are recent additions to the band's set list. The brother and sister team, Margo and Michael Timmons of Cowboy Junkies, join us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
What makes a great cover, and why do you think you've had such success doing covers?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is, before you do a cover, you have to love the song. You know, before you're a musician, you're a fan. So you choose a song, obviously, that you love, that's inspired you in some way. It's interesting, though, a lot of people don't realize, is that a lot of songs are attempted but not necessarily released or even come out of our rehearsal studio. So it takes a lot. You have to be very careful with what you choose. And I think that for us, what it is, it's not just to redo the song the way it was done, but to find your own way into the song, to interpret it from your experience. And I think that's really important to us. So I don't know why we've had success with it, but maybe we've just been honest about our approach with it. I don't know that answer.
So the album starts with David Bowie's 5 Years. That's the opening track from his 1972 Ziggy Stardust LP. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. So the song really just punches right out of the gate and to me feels very relevant to today. Why did you want to start with the song?
Well, you know, on the original album, on Boy Ziggy Stardust, it's the opening track, right? And it's sort of, to me, the ultimate opening track of certainly any record of that era. And it's hard to put up against any opening track on any album. It's just a great curtain raising, you know? So I think that's why. And it's also the most recent cover that we've done, so it feels most relevant to us. We've been playing this one live for about 5 years now and recorded it specifically for this collection.
It's a huge song to undertake because it's a song that's known and loved by so many fans. But oddly enough, it wasn't that hard to get into because I think, like I say, it's a piece of how most of us feel right now. It's a pretty messed up world and even messed up in the last 2 years. And, it was really easy, at least for me, to just get into those vocals and send them out the way I've been feeling for a while.
I'm curious how y'all decided which songs to include when there's just so much good music, right? Was there an overriding principle or a through line that you were looking to?
You know, there wasn't really to start. It was really a matter of what we had, and we sort of looked at them and realized there's a real, and it's not surprising, you know, the people we represent, the artists we represent and are covering here are pretty relevant to our young selves when we were becoming music fans, like people like David Bowie and Dylan and Neil Young for sure, and Graham Parsons, and you know that era of music, that's late 60s, early 70s, that's really our wheelhouse for when, you know, we were very young, like 12, 13, 14 years old, and we're really just captured by music.
I was particularly struck by the beautiful, kind of jammy, layered sound of the Gram Parsons song, Ooh Las Vegas.
I'm not a big fan of Las Vegas, so when I approached that song, I wanted to approach it from a point of view of real distaste for this culture and just how broken you can become by it. And So it was fun. It was a real fun song to get into and go into that ugly space. So that hangover kind of next morning kind of stays. Mike, in producing us, brings in all these layers and stuff like that, and sometimes it's very surprising to hear what he's done at the end of the day.
Michael, take me back to how you decided to start stacking that sound.
We were sort of figuring out what we wanted to do with the song. You know, Emmylou Harris does a really sort of hyped up version, and then there's Gram Parsons' version, and we wanted to make sure we got away from that, and we were aiming for a really psychedelic approach. So it was just a matter of recording a lot of guitars, a lot of different parts, and then having Margo just do a variety of harmonies on top of all that. So it was really a very collaborative process for sure.
Margo, you mentioned you've been singing and playing together for more than 30 years. And I imagine even longer than that, given that you're family. What have you learned about how you do your best work?
I think it's so changed over the years. You know, the only real nice thing about getting older is a sense of yourself and not feeling you have to prove anything or sell this much or make these people happy. There's more of a sense of just doing it for the music's sake. I enjoy being in the Junkies way more now than I did when I was younger and appreciate what it gives me in my life.
So, Michael, you have reflections on what it's like after this many years playing together with your siblings and other band members?
I think it comes down to the live show again for me. The band, especially before the little COVID break we had, was hitting such a great stride as a live band. There was a real sense of command of the room. That's a really great feeling to really get an audience in sync with what you're doing. And that to me, you know, that takes time. The four of us have been consistently together as a band for over 30 years, and that's really rare these days. So the communication between the four of us is pretty special, and That to me is the greatest pleasure.
We've been speaking with Michael and Margo Timmons of Cowboy Junkies. Their new album is Songs of the Recollection. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now I'm sitting on the terrace.